I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. The United Nations is calling it the biggest emergency on the planet. Floodwaters in Pakistan have left an estimated 6 million people in need of immediate assistance, and most are still waiting. Bridges have been washed away, roads blocked, and villages marooned. That's all creating immense challenges for aid groups. Alex Winter is a spokesman for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. He says damage in the north of the country is now evident.
What you will see on the ground now that the waters have receded actually more closely resembles an earthquake than certainly any flood I've ever seen. In the south, for example, in Sindh province, what you see is an enormous, a truly immense expanse of standing water. The actual level of damage and destruction in the country is incalculable because that water is still there.
Some aid groups, like Oxfam, were already working in Pakistan to help people displaced by conflict when the flooding began. Arif Jabbar is with Oxfam in Islamabad. He says his group is especially worried about the potential for waterborne disease.
The risk of waterborne disease is extremely high. And, you know, waterborne diseases are the biggest killer in such situations. And that's why we are focusing on making sure that people have got adequate quantity of good quality water available at all times, and also to have sanitation facilities and the basic items they need for keeping their hygiene. So that's one part. And then the other part we are working on is food security and shelter. And we are providing people with cash or vouchers for food, because we think people should have, you know, the choice of deciding what they want to eat. So instead of providing food, pre-decided items in the food list, food package, we are giving them money so they can go to the local market and buy it. Alternatively, if the banks are not working, then we have a voucher system where people can actually exchange that voucher for food items and other items.
How are you managing to get, say, these food coupons to people, clean water to people? It sounds as if just a lot of people are still stuck in some pretty desperate situations. Are you able to really get out there and get to the people most in need?
Yes, we started, the people most at risk are those who are in schools or camps there. So our priority is that. But we are also moving out to the community. A team has gone in to some of the remotest parts on Monday yesterday, and they've managed to reach some areas that had not been reached before. So we are trying, you know, our best, and we are also now looking at some other options. If there was, for example, you know, helicopters available, we can actually use those to transport some of the stuff to those people.
The numbers that we're seeing, it's 6 million people said to be in need of immediate assistance. Pakistan had a huge number of internally displaced people even before these floods occurred. I'm wondering how that has sort of piled on to this disaster now. I mean, if there were camps set up for these IDPs, are now some of these camps being overrun by people who have been displaced because of the floods?
It's the same people that were affected by the conflict and who have also been now affected by the flooding. And we were already working with those displaced people when the flooding hit. So that's why we already had existing teams working on the ground with these people. And we just shifted our attention from conflict to flooding, flood response.
And this conflict being the Pakistani government had been waging a campaign against Islamic extremists operating in Pakistan.
Yeah.
The Pakistani military, along with the U.S. military, have been sort of on the forefront of the aid response here, having the equipment to get out to some of these areas. Has that been helpful, or has having the military so heavily involved in an emergency response had its own problems?
No, the military has been involved in search and rescue initially, and they have been working on the initial responses in areas as well. But the problem is that the scale of this disaster is so huge that it stretched everyone's capacity to the maximum, whether it's the government or everyone else, including, you know, all the international community. At this point in time, it's about saving lives. It's about helping people to survive these first few weeks because they have lost everything. So it will be, you know, a few decades before we can have full recovery from this.
Arif Jabbar is Humanitarian Operations Manager for Oxfam in Islamabad. He's been coordinating the charity's work in Pakistan since the start of the floods. You can see photos and a map of the areas affected by the massive flooding by going to our website, theworld.org.